Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
There's a new number one drama on Monday nights, Manifest.
Where did that plane go for 5.5 years?
It's become America's newest obsession.
I want eyes on all of them.
And it's one of the biggest shows of the fall. New Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
NBC 5 and Telemundo Chicago brought you the first televised Illinois Governor Forum.
Are you bending the truth a bit?
For all the important issues, stay with us this election season.
Do you believe the state has done enough?
NBC 5 News, the team Chicago trusts to cover politics.
Napa Know How.
This month, a 2-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps is up to $10 off. Because with fall comes longer nights and poor overall visibility. Luckily, our headlamps have superior illumination, which helps reduce the chance of an accident. See better, drive safer with up to $10 off a 2-pack of Napa Night Vision headlamps. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer ends 10/31/18.
It's Cubs versus Brewers in the NL Central tiebreaker. The winner takes the division crown. The loser plays in the wild card game. Listen to The Score today as Pat and Ron bring you every exciting play of this huge game. Our coverage starts at 11:30. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Wolves leading goal scorer Brandon Peary returns to a loaded lineup looking to defend their Central Division title. Home opener Saturday, October 13th at Allstate Arena. Free parking courtesy of the 2019 Kia Sportage. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. A one-game playoff for the NL Central crown in about an hour between the Cubs and Brewers. Anthony Rizzo, like everyone else, noticed what Christian Yelich is doing.
It's been incredible. He really, you know, getting traded to a new organization, contending for the first time, and what he's done has just been, it's been fun to watch. You know, it's just one of those special runs.
A Jose Quintana, Yoli Chacin pitching matchup. Yelich is 1-for-11 against Q leadoff man Daniel Murphy, 8-for-20 with 2 home runs against Chacin. The Cubs-Brewers winner will get a couple days off in advance of the NLDS. The loser plays in tomorrow's coin flip game. Limited tickets available at Cubs.com/tickets. The Dodgers host the Rockies in the NL West tiebreaker this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Over to football, the Bears go into the bye week after winning 3 of their first 4 games. And Monday Night Football on the Score has the Chiefs at the Broncos. KC's Pat Mahomes leads the NFL with 13 touchdowns and a 137 passer rating. This update was brought to you by Geico. And Football Fridays on the Score are brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to the radio home for the playoff-bound Cubs, 670 The Score. The next game on the Score today at 11:30 a.m. when the Cubs take on the Brewers. This is 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago.
It's a movement. It's a revolution. And I'm excited to be a small part of it.
Rich Campbell.
I'll get up with you. Have some coffee.
Chicago Tribune Bears beat writer.
Everything that happened, every last word is in my notes.
Bringing you the latest from Hallis Hall.
Today was one of those days where everything was clicking and the players were just, you know, you could just tell how focused they were at execution and making sure that they did the right things when the plays were called.
Asking hard-hitting questions.
What impressed you about Leonard Sack?
Rich Campbell with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
This segment with Rich Campbell is brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. A Built Ford Tough Bears Monday always includes the Tribune Bears writer, and he's with us on The Score. You follow him on Twitter at Rich_Campbell. I think everybody thought that the Bears were capable of taking advantage of this beat-up Bucs secondary, but I didn't think it was going to be like that, Rich. As this was developing, what was it like in the press box as everyone's just kind of staring at each other?
Every single wow was a little bit louder than the last one. And from our vantage point up top, you could see some of these deep shots that Trubisky was taking. And as the ball would leave his hand, it's very easy to flick your eyes to the target, and you would see that, you know, Trey Burton was open, Allen Robinson getting open in the corner of the end zone, Josh Bellamy on the pump and, you know, on the bubble screen, the double move there. And you would just go, wow, wow, wow. I mean, he was just in the zone. Everything was working. He had so much time to get comfortable, to see what he needed to see. And to Trubisky's credit, he identified what he needed to identify in terms of coverages, in terms of how route combinations were opening things up, and then he was accurate. I mean, all three elements that we've harped on for his inconsistency, accuracy, the pocket awareness, and the play recognition, they were all clicking, and it just never stopped. And it was fun to watch. It really sort of a let the air out of the balloon in terms of just the tension that has surrounded him every week to this point.
Matt Nagy mentioned in his post-game press conference, Rich, that they expected to get some single high looks from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I can't imagine he expected them to blow as many coverages as they did, but, you know, there was a measure of, I don't know, Smug's probably going a little bit too far, but the guy was pretty confident that his offense could do this if they got the looks that they wanted to get. How much do you put on Mitch making the decisions in the scheme getting what it wanted?
Well, they, specifically Nagy, talked about their great week of practice. And, you know, as a reporter, I mean, we've all heard this before, right? That we had a great week of practice, but none of us get to see it. So it's hard to process that. But from what Trubisky and Nagy said, they felt confident because of how he was playing in practice. At the same time, Trubisky said, yeah, I've felt confident before, and it hasn't carried over. So there had to be a bit of Nagy downplaying his excitement, his satisfaction, and maybe even surprise at what they were able to accomplish. But I think it is reassuring from a schematic standpoint to see receivers running open like that and to see defenders put in conflict the way they were, creating open targets, open options, convincing options downfield that Trubisky could identify. Because I think for all of Trubisky's issues and inconsistencies during the first three games, I think there have been some schematic questions as well. Its ability to get receivers open in zone coverage. Now, Nagy said last week that, look, this offense is great against zone coverage. Well, we hadn't seen that. We hadn't seen Trubisky at least comfortable with answers against zone. And while the Bucs did mix in man-to-man yesterday, Trubisky did a great job, and the scheme did a great job. Route combinations, freeing up receivers, and Trubisky being able to find them. And if he plays like this, with the way the defense is playing, even if he plays at 65% of what he was yesterday, the Bears are going to win a lot of games. And I think maybe the most important thing we take away from Sunday is that connection, that how Trubisky and Nagy were in sync. The play calling, the play design, and the play execution, the way it all came together, you would think that, you know, that's game four of their partnership. When they get to game 16 and game 40 and game 60, and Trubisky is to the point where he understands what Nagy is going to call in certain situations, and they have that understanding of each other, that they will be able to build on performances like yesterday and maybe even get better.
I think they refer to it as having the same set of eyes, sharing that set of eyes. And basketball coaches always talk about the point guard being, yeah, in that regard, the guy that sees why we're doing what we're doing and understands the goal of every movement in the offense. And that was clearly a big step toward that. If for no other reason, for me, Rich, that a young quarterback like Trubisky now having a feeling himself succeed, seeing himself succeed in a way that he can kind of bank that away and say, remember how that looked and how it felt when you did this and when you threw it as the guy was breaking. It's just immeasurable for him to have that sort of banked in a place that he can access it when he needs it.
There's no question. There's no question about it. And I don't want to say the walls were closing in on him. That would be an exaggeration. But certainly the scrutiny and the criticism had been amped up in the city among the fan base over the last two games, really, and especially from the Arizona game where he didn't produce even the special moment or two that you could argue he did in the Seattle game. That I would say this, I received probably 10 emails within the first 2 hours of that Cardinals game ending, and I received none yesterday from readers who were just venting. And you guys are on the phones and understand what the reaction is. that it just sort of lets the air out of the balloon and lets the guy breathe a little bit. And for me, this first month has been this quest for comfort. Find what Trubisky is comfortable running, what he's comfortable handling before the snap, what he's comfortable seeing in certain coverages, and what he's comfortable with in terms of his progression. Finally, I think they're going to have data that validates that search, where they, like you said, Dan, they will be able to go back to that and say, all right, you know, we ran this play against this coverage. We know he's comfortable doing that, and we can rely on this. And there's also something to be said for belief in the locker room, where now the defensive guys who are playing at an extremely high level, maybe an unsustainably high level, they understand that the offensive side of the ball has some juice and can summon this type of performance. It only bodes well for confidence and all the intangibles going forward.
He's Rich Campbell, the Chicago Tribune, on the Bears beat and on the Bernstein and McKnight show here on our Bears Monday coverage. We'll get to the defense in a second, but early on, Tariq Cohen had the look of feature back in that offense. There were touches up the middle. There were between the tackles runs for Tariq Cohen, and that's not something I think a lot of people expected. I was certainly caught off guard by it. Was that a mismatch they wanted to take advantage of? Is that more and more confidence put into the diminutive running back for the Bears, or just kind of a one-game thing?
That's really hard to say right now, and it's going to be interesting to follow that. And I'm with you, Connor, that in watching that game, I was struck by how many times he was running inside. Because against the Cardinals, they had success with Cohen attacking the edges, and you understand that's where his speed will give the Bears offense the most value. Getting outside. I mean, at 5'9 and 175 pounds, Cohen doesn't seem like the likely candidate to pound it inside, but Nagy favors him. I think this is becoming a pattern, and it's worth watching. It's worth considering it in the context of Jordan Howard's workload. Howard left the locker room yesterday, brushed past reporters, was asked to stop and speak, would not speak. And so this is something to continue monitoring. Nagy was asked about this specifically after the game, about the reliance on Cohen, whether this is a weekly, you know, sort of a weekly workload, a matchup thing. And Nagy's response was, Cohen's a good player. And I think the versatility, the added versatility that Cohen provides compared to Howard is another element that's going to make Nagy favor Cohen and get him his touches. But he went for over 170 yards of total offense yesterday on 20 touches. It's interesting to see the way Nagy uses him from our standpoint, and I'm sure from a defensive coordinator's standpoint, it's more of a matchup problem. So let's continue to see how this goes. You know, I would just say that even with a big lead in the second half, Nagy wasn't leaning on Howard the way that I expected him to, and we're going to have to see how this plays out, and, you know, against the Dolphins and as the Bears make the run through the NFC East, as they will coming out of the bye week.
Yeah, it's all fun when it's September and it's 60 degrees, but Tariq Cohen is 5'6", and the conditions are going to get tougher.
There you go.
And they're going to need to slog some of these games out. And whether Jordan Howard is unhappy with his touches now, if you start thinking about what it actually looks like in week 14, 15, 16, if they're battling for a playoff spot, a lot of this cute stuff, a lot of this fun stuff, it ends up being a little bit more, my fat guys are going to push your fat guys, and my big back in the middle of the third and start of the fourth quarter is going to make you have to tackle them. So they're both going to matter when all is said and done.
And it's worth keeping that in perspective, right, that it's only early in the season right now, that if you really want to look at it with the glass half full, you would say Howard is fresh, he's relatively healthy, and he'll be able to make an impact when they need him to later in the year. I mean, a lot of what Jordan is able to accomplish, at least before contact, depends on the offensive line. And Cohen can create a little bit more without the blocking simply because of his agility and his speed. Howard is at his best going through contact, and they have different styles for sure. We'll be able to see how this evolves, like you said, as the weather changes, as the opponent changes. And look, the Bears are going to play the Vikings twice. They've got to play the Rams. They've got to play the Patriots. So I think there's room for all of these players. And one thing that is interesting as we sort of take stock at the bye week is how widely the Bears cast their net for a bigger set of playmakers, bigger set of guys who can contribute to the offense. And now we're starting to see a little bit of a pecking order. We're starting to see what matchups Nagy likes and how he uses these guys. But of course, within that perspective comes the possibility that it changes and evolves as we go.
Have you seen anything other than the kind of zoomed out all 22 film of Akeem Hicks, perhaps shoving a referee or getting into it at all? And does it matter whether we see that or not in terms of the suspensions, considering he whipped his shoulder pads into the stands?
Yeah, the Fox telecast is all that I've seen so far. The NFL hasn't made the overhead camera angle available yet. And from that angle, you can see the down judge, Mike Carr, separate Hicks from the Buccaneers lineman. Hicks is still yelling at the player, and then he sort of, it looks like a one-handed shove of the down judge to get off him. It's an immediate flag, immediate ejection. And, you know, as the pool reporter yesterday, I was in the ref's locker room speaking to Jerome Boger, and that's the way he described it, that it, the referees ruled that it was a separate and deliberate act against the official as opposed to the skirmish that was occurring with the player. It looked like Hicks just simply lost control of his emotions there in the distant, blurry camera shot we have. I think it would be important to see something clearer there. I think the NFL is going to have to consider precedent, which I haven't had a chance to go through in terms of other players that have contacted officials yet, but it's a $33,000 fine. It's the most expensive fine for on-field violations like that, fighting and contacting official, $33,000. So that's a heavy, heavy penalty. And the equipment, you know, the tantrum, I believe, can come down to the league side of it as well for conduct. Whether he'd be suspended for that, probably not. It's more the official, the contact with the official. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal. You don't ever want to be without one of your best players, and Hicks is certainly that. And disappointing to see how it got away from him in that moment.
We're talking with Rich Campbell on the Bernstein and McKnight Show on The Score. This segment brought to you by Timeshare Exit Team. Annual timeshare maintenance fees are hitting the mail just in time for the holidays. If it's time to get out, call Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out legally and forever. Call 844-915-EXIT or timeshareexitteam.com. What's the significance of James Daniels working in with the starters? Is he ascending to a permanent starting spot, or will we see an ongoing rotation?
I think that's trending one way for two reasons. One, I think one of the probably underrated or maybe under-recognized elements of Trubisky's inconsistency through the first three games was the protection, the offensive line protection. And that group has been ordinary through three games. I thought they played an outstanding game yesterday. And so in the quest to get better, how do you make changes? Well, you look to the guy you drafted in the second round. And you know, as we heard from Nagy exiting the preseason, that some of Daniel's struggles had to do with recognition and some of the general acclimation to NFL level and what he has to see defensively. I think there was also a strength issue in some of his preseason matchups. And as you go through the first month of the season, I mean, this is common with early round draft picks, no matter the position, no matter the team, is that they're given this extra month to go through practice and the routine and get ready. And I think it would be certainly a stretch to say that Eric Kush has the position locked down. He has been a backup for most of his career. What was really sort of a placeholder to begin the season here has been inconsistent run blocking, pass blocking. So I think this is trending one way. They were able to get James Daniels some reps yesterday. You go into the bye week, reassess. I would not at all be surprised to see if he was the starting left guard coming out of the bye week when the Bears resume next week.
How did Kevin Tolliver look to you? Because I saw him tough talk Mike Evans after Evans dropped a ball and he got there kind of late and popped him some. And then Tolliver tried to tough talk Mike Evans after making his first play in the NFL. And every other Bear on the defense came over to pull him away from Mike Evans to not get a damn flag already. And after that, I could only watch him through rage, and it was very difficult for me to assess his play. Also, how's Prince Amukamara?
I think the fact that the Bucs only scored 10 points in a game when basically they had to abandon the running game, which they abandon every week anyway, speaks well about what Tolliver was able to accomplish. Nothing stands out in terms of him getting beaten. The Bears didn't give up the big chunk plays, really. So I think he played fairly well going into that matchup against the number one passing offense in the NFL, to come away with only 10 points allowed, forcing a quarterback change on the other side, was excellent. And obviously a lot of it had to do with the pass rush. And front seven did a great job of keeping the Bucs in third and long. But, you know, look, even something like a penalty, an automatic first down on contact or pass interference could be disruptive to the Bears trying to hold on to their lead and play with the lead. And these problems didn't really surface. So I think Tolliver gets a passing grade for sure for a really tough assignment. I would not be surprised to see Prince Mukamara out for the Dolphins game. So I personally will expect to see Tolliver in the lineup again when they get back. Let's see how this goes when the Patriots come to town shortly thereafter. I think Mukamara's eyeing that matchup for his return.
30 seconds or less, Rich. Good time for a bye, understanding that you can bank away these good feelings and hit the break with a lot of confidence, or bad time for the bye, meaning they have to sort of crank it all up again and get it started when they return?
I think it's a good time in the sense that they can zero in on what makes Trubisky comfortable and focus on that after taking a breath and doing some self-scouting. I think it's a bad time for the bye in the sense that the Bears generally are quite healthy right now. Usually you want the bye to give you some injury relief. The Bears don't need that necessarily right now, so it's bad in that regard. I think they'll take the trade-off, focus on the good side of it, and be okay coming out of it.
Rich, thanks.
Enjoy the Cubs game, guys. Thanks.
Rich Campbell on our Built Ford Tough Bears Monday, brought to you by Ford, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. We've got more to come as we lead you up to game 163, the Cubs and the Brewers, and right here at Wrigley Field on your home for Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Look at that. The Bears get the win over the Buccaneers. They're 3-1. David Haw here from the Moline Haw Show, mornings 5 to 9. Keep it here as we recap the victory and assess where the Bears are as they head into the bye week. Let's talk about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's a new number one drama on Monday nights, Manifest.
Where did that plane go for 5.5 years?
It's become America's newest obsession.
I want eyes on all of them.
And it's one of the biggest shows of the fall. New Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
NBC 5 and Telemundo Chicago brought you the first televised Illinois Governor Forum.
Are you bending the truth a bit?
For all the important issues, stay with us this election season.
Do you believe the state has done enough?
NBC 5 News, the team Chicago trusts to cover politics.
Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Between a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure. Long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant fly to center his first time. Drives one in the air. Deep left field. Down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. And
Russell with a three-run home run.
Hear every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. I'd like to go back to the theme of teaching for just a minute. You brought Bob Babich on your staff, made him DC. What was it like for you to see him on the stage inducting Brian Urlacher into the Hall of Fame?
A lot of emotions that go through your head. I mean, two of my favorite people on the stage. Kind of start with that. And as a position coach, you really get close with, you know, the guys you coach. Bob is an outstanding football coach. Of course, he developed so many of those players. And at the time, I don't know if they knew when he ended up in Canton. Had an idea of that.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. At RosenHyundai.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Tomorrow's a big day. We're out today. We're out tomorrow as well. We are going to be broadcasting from the lobby of Prudential Plaza, thanks to Xfinity, the exclusive Wi-Fi and wireless partner of the Chicago Cubs, and Tito's Handmade Vodka, America's original craft vodka. It's a pep rally of sorts throughout the day.
Pep rally with pancakes, I guess, right? That's what you and I are going to be doing? Get the pancake griddle out?
Not a pancake guy. No, I'm not.
Are you not a waffle guy either?
No.
You chicken and waffle guy, though?
Chicken?
Chicken.
Yeah, I didn't say and waffle.
Okay, well, I'm wondering.
I said chicken. Okay. You said and waffle.
I did say and waffle, though I'd be happy to get some chicken instead of some popcorn shrimp. That's a story for tomorrow, probably.
Yeah, that story must be told, too. You tried.
I tried so hard.
You tried.
I just wanted to get you guys off my ass about this Popeyes thing, and I couldn't do it.
Well, you made the mistake of having some third-party service.
It was my only opportunity, the lengths I went to.
We're going to be joined by Joe Madden tomorrow, as we always are on Tuesdays. Sage Rosenfels. I think our Mitch whispering is going to sound a little different.
Although,
he was right. There was play action involved. There was stuff under center. That was exactly what he called for. There were a lot of people. When you go back to our Matt Miller interview, you go back to our Paul Charchian interview, and you go back to Sage Rosenfels from last week. If you listen to this show regularly, you heard three people anticipate that outcome, that performance, a lot more, perhaps, than we did. So Joe Madden, Rosenfels, Jeff Sullivan, he wrote some interesting things. Paul Charchian will be part of the show tomorrow as well. We're done. Big thanks to our guests, Colin Faulkner, Lance Briggs, Ron Coomer, Rich Campbell, our engineer, Rich Wyatt, producers, Zawoski, Camp, and Diaz, Taylor Birchmeyer, and Matt Doyle from our promotions department. Here we go. It's game 163.
It's win or... Well, just win.
It's right. It's not win or...
Win the damn
thing. It's kind of just win. We'll see if they do. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Enjoy.
Cubs fans, the Cubs and Brewers will take Wrigley Field for game 163 in the NL Central tiebreaker. The winner takes the division crown. The loser plays in the do-or-die wildcard game. Listen to The Score today as Pat and Ron bring you every exciting play of this huge game. Our coverage starts at 11:30 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage on The Score is brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line, the official freight carrier of Major League Baseball.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight, middays 9 a.m. to 1. Lance Briggs.
This is the argument that I had with Alex yesterday off the film. Is usually he's pretty adamant about about a loss. He takes losses very badly. We all do, but he's very vocal about it. Yesterday, I told him, I'm like, you're oddly, optimistic today, And he said, I feel different, watching this team. I feel different about the way this team, where I think this team is right now. I think they're different. They're a much better team right now, what they showed today, than they were last year. And so, I agree.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays, 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1. Lance Briggs.
When I evaluate Mitchell Trubisky, you know, I've never liked the fact that I grade him on a curve. You look at a guy like, my favorite quarterback in this past draft is Baker Mayfield. I don't see him being graded on a curve, you know, and he's the number one pick, and Mitchell Trubisky is the number two pick.
Bernstein and McKnight. Middays, 9 a.m. to 1. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
At Soldier Field.
And now radio.com, WSCR 670 The Score, and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show, presented to you in part by Gerber Collision and Glass, the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK Building Products, Hills Brothers Coffee, Insure on the Spot, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers 911 Chicago.com, Supercuts, 877 Cars for Kids, and Old Dominion Freight Line. And now, your host, Zach Zaidman.
162 games were not enough. So welcome to game 163, Cubs versus Brewers. Winner takes the National League Central. The loser will host a wild card game tomorrow. Good afternoon. Hi, everyone. Zach Zaidman at Wrigley Field. Delighted to have you with us. Joined now by Ron Coomer. Cubs lead the season series versus Milwaukee 11-8, but the Brewers are the hottest team in baseball, Coom, coming into today's game, having won 7 in a row.
Well, you look at that, and their offense has been clicking, right? And all cylinders, led by the MVP candidate, Yelich, has swung the bat extremely well here, even in this last few days, really picking their ball club up with some big home runs, big hits. And then also the guy behind him has been swinging the bat well, too, Ryan Braun. So, you know, for your top hitter to hit well in big games and in games like today, the guy that's protecting him has to be swinging well, too. And that's been happening for the Brewers. They've been getting enough pitching to win, but they've been banging the baseball, and that's what's been carrying them.
Let's get to the keys to the game, sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling System, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com, and by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. And you talked about the explosive weapons that the Brewers have from an offensive standpoint, but few have been better against those weapons than Jose Quintana when he's on the mound. Why has he had success against this team?
Execution. Execution of his game plan per hitter, and in particular, when you talk about it, you've got to talk about Yelich, right? Christian Yelich has not had success against Q. You're hoping that happens again today, but Q has executed his pitches against Yelich. He's pounded him up and in with that fastball, and when he's really got Yelich on the heater, then he's been able to dump something slower and have Yelich, you know, really not hit the ball hard, hit a lot of soft contact ground balls and routine fly balls. But to me, for Q today, it's executing pitches and staying out of the middle of the plate with that fastball or cutter.
As for Yolis Chacin, he's on the mound for the Brewers. Here's a guy who is coming up big every time he takes on the Cubs. 2-2 with a 1.59 ERA in 4 starts against the Cubs this season.
Yeah, they got to figure him out today, right? I really believe in a game like this, you don't know how things are going to work out. But there are a few guys on the Cubs in the Cubs group that have had very good success. And, you know, I just look at this game today and you see what Chacin's going to throw. Is he going to have his good command today? Is his changeup going to be working? Where is he at? And that's the old eye test right away. So we'll see how the game goes today. You know, guys like Riz, who had a big day yesterday. Bryant, who has not had success against Chassin, but Murphy has. So we'll see today what Chassin has. And, you know, because everybody, and I mean everybody, is on fumes here in game 163.
Both teams are already in the playoffs, but man, does this have a postseason-like feel to it. It's 63 degrees and cloudy. The wind is blowing from right to left. Coming up, Len Casper has the latest on the Cubs' arms with pitching coach Jim Hickey on The Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Great Cubs guests and more on the McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6 on the Score.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
1-877 cars for kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877, Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877, Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877, Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
There's a new number one drama on Monday nights. Manifest.
Where did that plane go for 5.5 years?
It's become America's newest obsession.
I want eyes on all of them.
And it's one of the biggest shows of the fall. New Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
NBC 5 and Telemundo Chicago brought you the first televised Illinois Governor Forum.
Are you bending the truth a bit?
For all the important issues, stay with us this election season.
Do you believe the state has done enough?
NBC 5 News, the team Chicago trusts to cover politics.
Hosting Milwaukee, game 163, first pitch scheduled for 12:05, the NL Central tiebreaker. It almost always comes down to the bullpen in these games. Len Casper has more with Cubs pitching coach Jim Hickey.
So, let's go back to yesterday. Great bullpen game by a bunch of guys. I believe 6 of the 9 who pitched were not on the opening day roster.
Well, I was not aware of that, but that doesn't surprise me, and why would we have it any other way? But they all did a great job, especially Webster coming in there and Alec Mills. They really, really held it together at a really critical time and gave us a chance and turned around and collected 5 consecutive 2-out base hits, which was really nice.
Today, I mean, you just have to roll with the punches, right? You just never know what you're going to get day to day, and that's why you have to keep the focus on the small picture.
Well, it's just, you know, it's not another day to the fans, I don't think, and it's really not just another day to us, but in reality it is. We've been doing this now for 6 months, and it's just one more day of trying to win one more ball game, and we got the right guy on the mound to do it.
Over a week ago, you flip-flopped Quintana and Lester. John got an extra day, but I think you were looking ahead just in case, right? You might have to play this game today. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's fair to say. That was the idea. He has had success against them. He's done a really nice job, and that's no guarantee of continued success, but what he's done and on a consistent basis was pretty impressive versus the Brewers, so this is the reason why.
All right, good luck to today, and hopefully I'll talk to you again Thursday.
Yes, Thursday. Sign me up for Thursday. All right, thank you.
That's Jim Hickey back upstairs to you, Zach.
Like the sound of that, Len. Thank you. Cubs fans, here is your opportunity to register for the chance to purchase tickets for potential postseason games here at Wrigley Field. Go to Cubs.com/postseason. Coming up, the injury report as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag We Are Mobile on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
If it's important to Cubs fans, we're on top of it. Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1 on 670. The the Score, radio home of the Cubs.
We all know I have a favorite team in this town, just like I have a favorite auto group. My friends at the Raymond Auto Group on Route 173 in Antioch. And I got to let you know, there's no better time to buy at Raymond Chevrolet than during our 50% of inventory clearance sale. This month only, you'll get the lowest prices and payments on over 1,000 vehicles in stock, like lease payments starting at only $59 per month. That's only $59 per month. But hurry, 50% of inventory clearance savings are only at Raymond Chevrolet on Route 173 in Antioch, the only dealership I recommend, or RaymondChevrolet.com. Chevy, find new roads. And hey, don't forget, tell them Pat sent you. Inventory based off Ray and Raymond total combined inventory. $3,500 due at signing, tax, title, license, and dock fees extra on select new models, four or more available at this offer to qualified buyers with approved credit. Expires 10/1/18.
Biofreeze, the number one professionally recommended pain reliever, is what the Cubs use to overcome sore muscles and stiffness as they take the field. Biofreeze battles the pain, providing fast-acting, long-lasting relief to set the Cubs up for the W. Cool the pain with Biofreeze. Now available at all Walgreens.
October baseball's here, Chicago. Don't let anything dampen your spirits. Not rain or a leaky air conditioner. If flood disaster strikes, contact Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. Unlike other restoration services, Aloha is full service and restores your home to pre-disaster condition with you from start to finish. Aloha Restoration is a proud partner of the Lake County community and honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. Aloha repairs all mold, fire, and water damage in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
This is Cubs manager Joe Maddon. Play hard and party hard. That's the philosophy I preach in the clubhouse. When it's time to celebrate a big win, the Cubs shop at Binney's Beverage Depot. Binney's is the official champagne provider of the Chicago Cubs.
The votes are in, and Majestic Star Casino is a 10-time Best of Gaming Award winner. Best poker tournaments, roulette, video poker, and more. Majestic Star.
Game 163, Cubs Brewers here at Wrigley Field to determine the NL Central champion. Zach Zaidman with you at the Friendly Confines. Time now to check on who's hot and cold. Sponsored by Plumbers911Chicago.com. Go to Plumbers911Chicago.com, where a licensed, dependable plumbing expert is ready to answer your call. Daniel Murphy is red hot, riding a 10-game hitting streak during which he's hitting .381, 16 for 42. How about Anthony Rizzo, 10 for 25 on this current homestand, a .400 batting average with three doubles and four RBIs. The cold, Kyle Schwarber, 2 for 16 on the homestand, a .125 average. The injury report is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all, and by you, Chicago Medicine, at the forefront of sports medicine, getting you back in the game fast. Pedro Strop is not available today, but he should be good to go for the playoffs. Strop is recovering from a bad hamstring. There are no injuries to report for Milwaukee. The business of baseball is sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Today is considered a regular season game, so the stats count, and teams will have access to the expanded rosters that they've used all September. Christian Yelich could end up winning the Triple Crown. He leads the National League with a .323 batting average. His 36 homers are one behind Nolan Arenado, who plays today for Colorado. Yelich has 109 RBIs. You know who the NL leader in RBIs is. Javi Baez with 111. Coming up, an inside look at the Brewers. That's next in our Cubs conversation on the Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Start your day with the best Cubs talk on the radio. Mully and Haw, mornings 5 to 9 on the Score.
The building trades, being the bricklayers, pipe fitters, carpenters, plumbers, it's a very demanding job for the member. And it's very important for them to have good coverage for themselves as well as their families. I am Milan Diklich, and I am the administrator for the Administrative District Council No. 1 Welfare Fund. And we have coverage through Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. The trust fund is bricklayers and trowel trades, and we provide health and welfare coverage to those union members. We pride ourselves in providing exceptional service, and we work with Blue Cross to provide service that is dedicated to our membership. I think the big important part is the peace of mind that the member gets when they see a provider.
When you hand that Blue Cross card to a receptionist, there's a relief knowing that you're not going to have any issues. It's superior. There's no doubt about that.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Choose the original Champion Roofing for all your commercial and residential needs. For a free estimate, call 847-673-7663. When it comes to roofing, there is only one champion. ChampionRoofing.com.
Zach Zinkin at Wrigley Field, the National League Central tiebreaker. Cubs versus Brewers. Winner takes the division. Loser holds a wild card game tomorrow. Cubs had sole possession of first for most of the second half of the season, but Milwaukee ascended late, winning seven straight. So I asked Brewers radio man Jeff Levering for the reason for this late surge.
I think the expanded rosters, of course, in September really was helpful, Zach. The offense really clicked in the month of September as well. The addition of Curtis Granderson was extremely important to the back end of that dugout in the clubhouse, having that left-handed bat. But the additions of the extra arms in the bullpen allowed your starters to go four or five innings, and then you bring in the bullpen. I think that was a really helpful thing for the crew. I mean, they're coming into this thing winning seven in a row, and people have looked at the schedule and said, well, how can you end without a division opponent? Well, you've got the Tigers, an interleague club. Somebody was going to end with an interleague team. That's just how it worked out, and it happened to be the Brewers this year. But you mentioned the Cubs and the domination early on in the season against the Brewers. They had won eight of the first nine ball games. Brewers ended up taking seven of the last nine. So it was a really nice comeback for the Brewers. So we'll see what happens today. It's 163. Anything's going to happen, and you manage for today and you manage for tomorrow as well.
What's the key today against Jose Quintana, who has done a masterful job over his brief career as a Cub against the Brewers?
If I had the answer to that, I think they'd hire me on the coaching staff. They don't have the answer for him. He's been really good, and the one time that he wasn't very good, the wind was blowing out, and the Brewers got to him early. Braun hit a couple of curveballs out for a pair of two-run homers, and Lorenzo Cain hit the first pitch of the ball game out of the ballpark, too. So it's hitting strikes. Quintana has the ability to let these Brewers chase, and if he's out on those edges and the Brewers are swinging and missing or fouling balls off and hitting ground balls, that's what Quintana wants. It's swinging at quality pitches, laying off the curveball when it starts at your knees and it's going to end up at the dirt. Let it high. If it's high, let it fly. If it's low, let it go. Kind of the knuckleball mentality with that curveball.
Josh Hader has been fantastic against the Cubs, but has been vulnerable of late. Why?
It's a good question. The last couple of times he's been out, he's missed his location just a little bit. Gave up a couple of home runs against the Cardinals on pitches that were down in the zone. Last time out, just missed his spot. And Duel Lugo, who never hit a home run in his career, ends up clipping one right and hitting one out of the ballpark. So for Hader, the velocity is there. The off-speed stuff is there. The slider's actually looking better here in the month of September than it had all season. So it's just a matter of locating for him. And again, he's been really good against the Cubs, and I'd expect to see him today if things are close.
I have a feeling the National League MVP is going to be playing today. But who is it?
If you look at the numbers and you look at the month of September, I would go with the Brewers guy and Christian Yelich. I mean, he hits for the cycle twice in the matter of 2 weeks against the same team. Basically beat the Detroit Tigers single-handedly, two out of the three ball games. He's basically getting the Barry Bonds treatment of late, where guys aren't even pitching to him. We'll see how the Cubs go after him today. He hasn't been great against Chicago, 175 average against him. So we'll see how the Cubs do. But in my mind, I think it's Yelich. He finished stronger than Javier Baez did. Baez had a tremendous season. You can't take anything away from what he's done. It's been a historic season for a second baseman. But if you look at everything else, I think it's going to end up being Christian Yelich.
Brewers radio man Jeff Levering in our Cubs conversation. Hey, Cubs, do you know what tickets you want for next season, fans? Here's your chance to secure those seats to your must-have games for the 2019 season. Visit Cubs.com/deposits for all the details. Coming up, the Manager Show, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show, #WeAreMobile, on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Hey, this is John Lester, and you're listening to Cubs Baseball on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive installation on minimum purchases of $699. That's removal of your old carpet, basic furniture moving, and stairs, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Valid only on showroom carpet price. $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Save money on your car insurance by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Hey, is it always this cold in here? It doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me a bit. I just kind of curious because if it's the equipment or something, that's fine. It's just, woo, it's kind of chilly.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
There's a new number one drama on Monday nights. Manifest.
Where did that plane go for 5.5 years?
It's become America's newest obsession.
I want eyes on all of them.
And it's one of the biggest shows of the fall. New Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
NBC 5 and Telemundo Chicago brought you the first televised Illinois Governor Forum.
Are you bending the truth a bit?
For all the important issues, stay with us this election season.
Do you believe the state has done enough?
NBC 5 News, the team Chicago trusts to cover politics.
This is firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs, introducing the new Firehouse Pub Steak Sub with savory steak, crispy fried onions, and our rich Belgian beer cheese sauce. On tap for a limited time. Order yours at firehousesubs.com today. Remember, a portion of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Firehouse Subs, enjoy more subs, save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
So call today
for all the right reasons
and appliance.com.
Zach Zedman at Wrigley Field, Cubs hosting Milwaukee. It's game 163, the NL Central tiebreaker. It's time now for the manager's show, sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. Here's Ron Coomer with Cubs manager Joe Madden.
Game 162 is come and gone. We are tied. Milwaukee is in town for game 163. Three of the regular season. Your thoughts?
162 is not enough, right? It's interesting, of course. They really came on strongly. They've played well all season. And it's just the way the schedule works sometimes. It's probably 42 out of 42 for us, whatever it is right now, or 41 out of 42, but we'll take it. It's very interesting. It's good for baseball, I think. Of course, I'd rather not be in this position, but overall, it is good. It's rather interesting.
When you look at today's game, I know I asked you this yesterday, because, you know, a win for the Cubs and a loss for Milwaukee, your division champs. Now, today, you're playing for the division. Your thoughts on managing the game like a one game? It's not an elimination game. It's a one game to win the division, to basically get 2 days off and home field advantage.
Right. It is. You got to win one out of the next two. Hopefully, it's today. You got to pay attention to the game itself. And it really comes down to bullpen and bullpen usage. That's the differentiator for the game. I mean, you're not going to expend really good bullpen bullets today if it's not the kind of game you can win. So it's also a fine line of different parts of the game. It's a feel thing. You got to watch it all the way through. The best way to do this game is to grab a lead, stay on top, and then use your best bullpen.
Chacin going against you, which has just been announced here this morning. Yeah. Line up against him.
Pretty much the same. Put Schwarber 6, Hayward 7, and put Contreras 9th, only to have him protected. He's swinging the bat well. So I didn't want him hitting in front of the pitcher. So I put him in a 9-hole hitting in front of Murphy. I thought that might actually benefit him and us. The 8-hole, I really liked it as a pinch-hitting hole for the latter part of the game. So that's pretty much primarily the difference. Schwarber's got the nod in left field.
Q's had success against this group for the last couple years. Your thoughts on Q today and what he needs to do?
Just be him. Just go out there, be aggressive like he has been. I don't want him to try to do anything differently. I mean, they know him. He knows them. You know, at this point of the year, it's pretty much execution of pitch. But I just wanted to be convicted to the pitch. Of course, use his fastball first. But I don't want him to change a whole lot.
Good luck today.
Grazie. Tu sabe.
Buena suerte. Coming up next, the pick to perform here at Wrigley Field on the score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
If it's important to Cubs fans, count on us to cover it. Mully and Haw, mornings live at 5 on the score.
There's a new number one drama on Monday nights. Manifest.
Where did that plane go for 5.5 years?
It's become America's newest obsession.
I want eyes on all of them.
And it's one of the biggest shows of the fall. New Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
NBC 5 and Telemundo Chicago brought you the first televised Illinois Governor Forum.
Are you bending the truth a bit?
For all the important issues, stay with us this election season.
Do you believe the state has done enough?
NBC 5 News, the team Chicago trusts to cover politics.
The Home Depot introduces the most affordable carpet cleaning service yet. You. Right now, the Hoover Smart Wash Advanced Pet Automatic Upright Carpet Cleaners, just $198, over $30 off. With Auto Clean Motion Sensing Design, you simply push to clean, pull to dry. It
needs pro-grade cleaning without the training. The Smart Wash Advanced Pet Carpet Cleaner, just $198. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. While supplies last. See store for details. Valid through October 17th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Lovie Smith, the head coach of the Fighting Illini. How would you advise young coaches of color or women that want to get into the coaching ranks of football to stand out and get recognized and join a staff like yours?
Well, I think first off, we just need more people of color that want to be coaches. And it's a process. You know, I, for one, I believe in hiring young coaches and giving young people an opportunity. And I think people in positions to hire young people should consider it, too. I mean, I don't think it's by chance. You look at our staff, we have a lot of diversity on our staff, and that's a plan for that, for it to happen that way.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Mr. Dave Wanstead.
I mean, they'll come out of this game and they'll say, what does Mitch throw the best? What's the best thing that he's doing right now? And let's just build on that, okay? Let's take one step, you know, forward, and let's kind of back off a little bit what he struggled with.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Or near you.
Cubs hosting the Brewers to decide who wins the National League Central. Time now for the Pick to Perform, sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. Let's pause, though, for the playing of the National Anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the home of the brave.
John Vincent performing the national anthem this afternoon here at Wrigley Field. Let's take 10 seconds for station identification on The Score in the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
Danny Parkins here. This is the official radio home of the Chicago Cubs. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
Zach Zaidman at Wrigley Field. Cubs Brewers today, game 163. Winner takes the National League Central. Time now for the Pick to Perform, sponsored by the Village of New Lenox. Whether you're building a new home or business, New Lenox is the place to be. It's extraordinary. I'm going to go with Daniel Murphy, 8-for-20 versus Yolis Chacin, a .400 average with two homers and four RBIs. Around Baseball, sponsored by Aguera Energy. Power your world. Visit goaguera.com for a hassle-free quote. There's another game 163. Rockies in Los Angeles to play the Dodgers. The NL West Championship on the line in that one. The pitching matchups are sponsored by Menards. Save big money at Menards on all your home improvement needs. Jose Quintana goes for the Cubs. Yolis Chacin is on the mound for Milwaukee. Quintana 13-11 with a 4-plus ERA. He is 6-2 lifetime versus Milwaukee with a 1.60 ERA, the lowest ERA versus the Brewers among all pitchers in MLB history with at least 10 starts. Chacín 15-8 this season, an ERA of 3.5. He went 2-2 with a 1.59 ERA in 4 starts versus the Cubs this season. It's time for baseball. Cubs, Brewers, NL Central title on the line. Pat and Ron are next on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
This is Chris Bryant. Listen to every Cubs game right here on 670 The Score, Chicago's
There's a new number one drama on Monday nights, Manifest.
Where did that plane go for 5.5 years?
It's become America's newest obsession.
I want eyes on all of them.
And it's one of the biggest shows of the fall. New Manifest, tonight after The Voice on NBC.
NBC 5 and Telemundo Chicago brought you the first televised Illinois Governor Forum.
Are you bending the truth a bit?
For all the